Dr. Bonkers, written by Jeremy Strong and read by Nigel Lambert.
Chapter 1. Big Trouble. War had broken out in Rosie's bedroom. It was only a small bedroom, so the noise was unbelievable. It sounded as if King Kong was running wild in a saucepan factory.
Bang! Crank! Splud! Kerrang! Thud! Diddly-sping! Zlut!
So, what was going on? Who was at war? Three armies were involved. Actually, they weren't exactly armies. Armies have lots of people in them. These only had one person each. The smallest army was 6 years old and called Alfie. He had plastic Roman armour on his chest and was waving a toy space gun. He was also wearing a North American Indian chief's headdress. He looked a little odd, especially as the chief's headdress had pushed his ears right out, making him seem a bit like a charging elephant, only smaller. The other two armies were both nine. One army was called Dylan, and the other was Rosie. They were twins. Sometimes they loved each other, and sometimes they hated each other. At the moment, they hated each other.
Crang! Ding! Ding!
Rosie took another swipe at Dylan's head with her pillow, missed him by miles, and sent her alarm clock flying across the room instead. Meanwhile, Alfie was shooting both of them to utter death with his space gun.
Pew! Pew!
Those were meant to be utter death laser rays shooting out of his gun. So, what was all this war about? Dylan's PlayStation. Rosie had borrowed it. You know what that means. She'd snaffled it when Dylan was halfway through a game. He'd put it on pause while he went to the loo, and by the time he got back, there it was. Gone.
I hadn't finished! He yelled at his sister. You stinking snakebag! I was halfway through! I was on level 3, and now you've ruined it! I've never got to level 3 before, and now I have to start all over again! Blonk!
That was Dylan crashing back against Rosie's wardrobe as he tripped over all the pillows and the duvet cover lying on the floor. Went Alfie, adding to the body count, even though his frantically feathery headdress had slipped down over his eyes and he couldn't see where he was shooting. He killed the curtains 3 times.
Stop!
That was their mother, putting her head round the door.
But Dylan was...
began Rosie, just as Alfie started with...
But Rosie was...
Stop! Repeated Mum. Look at this room. It's a disaster area. Give me that game right now, and you can all tidy up and put the bed straight. After that, it's bedtime. Alfie pushed his headdress up his forehead and swung the utter death space gun in Mum's direction.
Peep!
He began, but Mum stopped him in his tracks by simply lifting her single finger of warning. Mum's finger of warning was much more powerful than any space gun known to humans, aliens, or Alfie. She closed the door on them. A dark silence fell upon the three armies as they tidied up.
Oh, Mum has ruined everything,
Dylan muttered.
Just when we were having fun.
I was winning,
claimed Alfie.
You were so not, chorused the twins.
It's too early for bed,
complained Rosie, sitting on the edge and scratching at her new pyjamas. They were a bit itchy on one sleeve. She soon discovered why. There was a small piece of paper stuck inside. Rosie pulled it out and smoothed it flat. These are cosmic pyjamas. Some people say it is not wise to wear the top half and the bottom half at the same time. Beware. Well, that was a bit odd. She showed the note to Dylan, who snorted.
You wouldn't wear the bottom half without the top, would you? And you certainly wouldn't wear the top half without the bottom. Anyway, I don't see anything cosmic about them.
Well, I like the pictures, Rosie said firmly. There are all kinds of things.